As of August 24, the city of Airdrie is reporting 135 active cases of COVID-19, while surrounding Rocky View County sits at 62 active cases. Cases have more than doubled since August 9, when Airdrie reported 64 active infections. Rising numbers locally are part of a bigger picture in Alberta, which has seen substantial jumps in daily case counts and hospitalizations throughout the province in recent weeks. Alberta currently has 8,496 active cases of COVID-19, with 284 people in hospital and 59 receiving intensive care. The 7-day average for percent positivity of COVID-19 tests is approximately 9%. On the vaccination front, 5,511,274 doses of vaccine have been administered to Albertans to date, meaning approximately 69% of residents 12 and older are fully vaccinated, while 77.5% of residents 12 and older have had one dose of a vaccine. As infection rates continue to climb, conversation surrounding the implementation of vaccine passports has been swirling around the country, with Quebec and BC recently announcing plans to institute proof of vaccination as a means to enter businesses and events. According to the Quebec government website, vaccine passports will be introduced in the province on September 1. However, there will be a grace period from September 1 to 15, when the passport will be in use but no penalties will be imposed. Quebecers will be required to show their proof to enter various public spaces, such as bars, restaurants, theaters, gyms, events, festivals, and more. A vaccine passport will not be required for access to education facilities, and employers will not be able to use vaccination status as a requirement for employment. The BC government's version of vaccination proof is set to begin on September 13. BC has also reinstated their masking mandate. Reports from the Government of Alberta and the Chief Medical Officer of Health have been few and far between in recent weeks. However, the province's Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Dina Hinshaw, has continued to post case updates regularly to her Twitter page. On August 25, Hinshaw tweeted a graphic breaking down the number of patients admitted to the ICU based on vaccine status. From June 1 to August 24, 86% of people being treated in intensive care were unvaccinated. Partially vaccinated individuals accounted for 9% of ICU stays, while 5% of patients in that period were fully vaccinated. Her thread concluded with a call to Albertans to get the jab. Unvaccinated Albertans continue to make up the vast majority of hospitalizations. Vaccine doses continue to be available province-wide. If you have not yet received your first and second dose of vaccine, book yours today at http://alberta.ca/vaccine.